Okay, gentlemen, moving on. Let's see, our next item is, other business is conditional use number 1716 Andrew Lube and determination of substantially underway on Route 24.
Mr. Chairman, this item's been deferred since August the 9th of this year. It was a conditional use application for an office park with medical, professional, and retail buildings. It was approved January 16th of 2007. The commission granted a few time extensions. You granted preliminary site plan approval for Artisans Bank on April 22nd of 2009. The ALT staff granted final approval April 8th of 2010. Currently, their approval is still valid until January 1st of 2013 by the blanket time extension ordinance that council adopted. The developers are requesting that the commission determine that the approved use be considered substantially underway, even though no actual construction or permitting of buildings have taken place. They have constructed the service road to the rear of the site, and I provided you a copy of an email from Mr. Robertson's response to their request.
I guess what we're being asked to decide is, was it substantially underway, not is it substantially underway?
Well, and if it is substantially underway, that gets them past the January, or the December 30th.
If it was, yeah. If we decide that it was, that gets them past where
they
need to be.
The clock starts ticking, right, Bob? I mean,
yeah.
They have two years of continued use.
Right.
Or they lose their CU. Yeah.
Or no use, I guess.
No use.
Yeah.
What happens is you can be underway and stop, and then if 2 years go by, you know, you essentially reset your clock if you quit.
I mean, when is that date of, if we say, yes, it's substantially underway, what date was it substantially underway?
That would be, well, that's for another day, but you'd go back and determine when, like, for example, the county inspected the roads for completion, or when
they
the sewer
would have an engineer,
yeah,
stand.
They have a date for
they
inspections,
a date.
And then their 2 year clock ticks, yeah. So it's not an indefinite thing,
yeah, right.
No, it's not an indefinite thing, but they're asking about the first piece of it right now.
Did
and
they
I
meet
think
the first
it was substantially underway, right.
Yeah.
in my mind, I
when
think
those stamps were stamped,
yeah, I think it was
done.
But I think they have a clock running now that they need to
I
be
agree.
Aware of,
and they're inside that 2 year window,
yeah,
already.
They're okay, yeah, but yeah.
I mean, just for the benefit, substantially underway was defined in that ordinance that we went through. It says if the right-of-way has been cleared, the roadways, internal streets, and erosion and settlement, the internal streets and or parking areas have been rough graded, the drainage system and or stormwater management facilities have been rough graded, and erosion and settlement control measures are in place and being actively maintained. So.
I mean, the case.
Yeah, I mean, there's streets that are blacktopped out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's any question
all
that they were underway. That what they're subject to now is the stoppage, is the no use.
2 years.
Yeah. I'm good with it. I'm good if you're good.
So we're not worrying about whether the parking areas of the bank have been cleared, or we're saying that enough stuff's already been done.
Yeah. For now, but it'll be back.
Yeah,
it could be back.
Say it's been sitting like that for 6 months, I don't know if the years, but if in another 18 months it's still sitting,
then it's going to have to come
looking
back
at
again.
Abandonment.
So who determines that?
We do.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean the county inspectors do.
Yeah, well, the county inspector.
And then
that's a complaint.
Yeah.
But the county inspector inspected was the street, the installation of the sewer and water lines, which are capped. That's what they told they had to review.
No, but going forward, the county inspectors are going to be the ones, really, and it's across the board throughout Sussex County. They need to determine what's abandoned and what's not, because there's probably conditional uses that were approved in 1999 that are abandoned that should be written off the books, too. I mean, it just doesn't apply to this one. It's a sort of an ongoing process that those inspectors need to do.
But just for clarification on this particular site, I mean, which I don't have a problem with it being substantially underway with all the improvements that have been made to date, but if nothing else has been done since they last paved that road and put in the curbing, how do we determine when the two-year clock started ticking for abandonment?
Like I said, I think you can go back in with planning, zoning's records, and, well, Public Works and Engineering and Planning and Zoning, because they do inspections on the roadways.
So it'd be Public Works that would
have those dates.
That would have that date.
It should be pretty easy since there's been no building permit issued. So
that would be
the next thing. And then, you know, if they have building permit, then when it was occupied, and it was occupied, then when it was unoccupied would be a more dubious, a bigger issue to determine.
They're right involved, now, and that's pretty easy. It's the street involvement, a sewer line involvement, and a water line to inspect.
Right.
And there's no connection to anything.
No connection to any buildings, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they're basically capped until they're ready to start construction of the building. That's what they, and, but if it's a norm, other conditional use, it's just one little site-specific thing, county engineer is not involved.
It's going to depend on the situation.
What do you use?
Didn't they sign off on that street?
Pardon?
Didn't Public Works sign off on that street or release it?
Yeah, as far as that street is concerned.
Could we go from that date?
That actually starts your clock.
We have that.
Yeah.
We have
complete.
That.
And if nothing else has happened since then that would be the date at which
happening. I didn't object to that. They're accepting that street as being complete because it was.
Yeah.
But it's just, there's a letter from our department in relationship to that street, but no reference to the other lots or the main part of that application being substantial way.
Is that what it is?
You didn't make that announcement, Mike. You can't say
that. That's right. That's true.
Technicality.
All right.
Yeah.
Is that when our two-year period would start from that date? Pardon? Would that be when the two-year period would start?
I would say so, yeah. That would be that date.
Was the completion of the street?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1716 for Annual Lubin, my motion is for approval on this project as having been substantially underway.
Second. It's moved and seconded to determine that conditional use number 1716 Andrew Lubin is in fact substantially underway. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.